This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shine, well done. Haverhill's Rob Zombie. And it's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up in less than 1 hour at 9, but right now this.
It's time for.
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop, then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com
on WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
It's interesting you bring up Haverhill because Cheryl Ferguson, a member from the Haverhill School Committee, was arrested and appeared in court yesterday after allegedly assaulting a teen. She was arraigned on charges of indecent assault and battery on a person 14 or over. According to the teen, Ferguson approached him while he was wearing a mask outside of a 7-Eleven and groped him from behind. She then went into the store.
How old is this woman?
She is 34.
Okay.
She then went into the store, came back out, and groped his chest. Now, Ferguson says that when she was leaving, she just poked him in the chest and said, quote, "You're scary." Here's school committee vice chairman Paul Magliocchetti on BZ.
We do have to be concerned with her presence around minors, and that's something that I'm sure we will address with legal counsel.
What the
frick? Yeah, that's strange.
So she's on the school committee, right, and then is accused of groping a school-aged young man.
Right. Yes.
And she's saying, she just like said, poked him in the chest.
Said, you're scary.
Was he wearing a Halloween mask?
It was just a mask. That's all they specified. But if she's saying he said you look scary, then probably Halloween mask.
Yeah, don't touch kids. Never a good thing.
And on to Rebecca Shing, a school van driver who was arrested in New Bedford and has been charged with driving students while drunk. It happened around 2:30 p.m. when she was pulled over for driving a school van erratically on Route 140 South. 4 children and 1 other adult were in the van. Here's some courtroom audio from the prosecutor.
There were 4 children in the van as well as a young adult. Ages ranged from 1 all the way to 18. They noted the strong smell of alcohol as well as her being unsteady on her feet.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
God.
And you trust these people to get your kids to and from school safely.
I know.
The world is over. Like, we have.
Scary.
Why do we always fail the ones that are most vulnerable?
Yeah, it really is. It's an alarming thing. So, all right.
Karen Reed is finally telling her story. Part 2 of the Vanity Fair article dropped yesterday. There's a lot that has been said in this article. Greg and I were on the phone after part 1 dropped. We tried to get the writer on. I sent a few messages. She is on maternity leave right now, so she did not get back to me. But
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Her legal bills are $5 million.
Wow.
She's paid $1.2 million of it.
Jesus.
This is Vanity Fair stuff, by the way.
Yep.
So that's a legitimate journalistic outlet.
Okay.
They have done, obviously, their due diligence. If they print something that is not factually correct.
Right.
Then they would be open to a defamation lawsuit by those whose reputation they are infringing on.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing with that, and we talked about that briefly yesterday, Greg, is that you have to have, I believe, intent to slander.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's easily provable.
It would be libel. right?
So because aren't these people public because they've been part of this trial, or is it private citizens?
I think they're still private citizens.
Oh, okay, if that's the case, then
Greg's right. the big takeaway is they got an independent expert.
Yep.
Uh huh.
Who is a like college professor to analyze the Google search, the 2:27 a.m. Hoss long to die in the cold Google search.
Yes.
And that expert concurs with Karen Reed and the defense in her case that that was actually done at 2:27 a.m. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So
right.
that would be of interest, I think, to those who are trying to figure out what happened.
But see, the only crazy part about that, I feel like there's always an expert that can then dispute the other side.
Okay, so if somebody were accusing you of a Google search that happened at 2:27 a.m.
Yeah.
and you didn't do it,
right.
and it was in Vanity Fair magazine, would you sue? I would.
I
would expect that there will be a lawsuit then.
Yeah, but if
that's not what happened, then
but
I
if there's
expect...
an expert that says, "Oh, that is something that happened,"
then I'd sue the expert and sue Vanity Fair.
Yeah, but I don't think you can really do that.
Of course, you can sue anybody.
No, yeah, you could sue anybody. It doesn't mean you're going to win.
Well, why?
But that's why
you?
They have. That's why the defense and the prosecutor.
Why wouldn't you?
They have their own experts.
I think it's very interesting in the article. She has kept. She was able to get and keep the actual carpet.
Yep.
From the home outside of which the incident occurred and is keeping that in a climate-controlled storage place so that when she gets the money to finally test it for DNA, then she'll be able to do that.
And apparently every swab costs like $5,000.
It costs $5,000, so she doesn't have the money to do it clearly,
right.
but at some point she wants to test that carpet from the basement.
From the house where...
Yeah.
And then on... Did anybody watch Channel 4 yesterday? Because Auntie Kathy called me and said that a photo of Greg and I was on Channel 4 a few times
oh, really?
Yesterday.
This is interesting to me. Every time the news has an opportunity to talk about this, they put the photo up of me and you with Karen Reed.
Right, yeah.
It's of interest to me.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But she called me multiple times to say that they kept running, you know, the 4 o'clock hour or the 7:30, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
So,
yeah. Luckily, not exactly the booming 70s with local news ratings.
So then this Vanity Fair is really her side of
her
what
side.
She thinks.
Yes.
Okay. I have that Channel 4 audio if you would like to hear it.
Oh, I would love to hear it. I did not see it, so I'd love to hear it.
Hey. In part two of Vanity Fair's extensive interview with Reed, she addressed criticism of her public appearances, including the multiple times she was spotted during trial at expensive restaurants, dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers. She told the magazine, "You try feeding Alan Jackson McDonald's."
Oh, that could have been me. I'm glad she didn't say you try feeding Greg Hill at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's.
I love the serious tone of local news.
There it is.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Well, Texter says, "Are we now free to have Karen Reed on the show?" And that's a whole other can of worms.
It's a slippery slope.
She had said that she would come on once the Vanity Fair article came out because she had given them an exclusive. So I guess I.
Well, we had one side on.
We did.
So. Yeah,
we did.
And, you know, it's one thing for Greg and I to talk about our experience meeting with her, but I think that her speaking on her own behalf is only right.
It's got to be difficult, though. I guess maybe in the sense of difficult, like for her, because you see what the news reporter did is she's out dining at expensive restaurants.
Well, she addresses that in the article and says that she is an innocent woman who is wrongly accused of a crime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't she?
Because remember,
her life like
you know how people in America are. It's all about the perception. Right, yeah, perception over the reality of what the... So if you're out
she
there...
She should be a recluse? Like, she should be in her house?
No, but sometimes you're going to... And I'm not saying she can't handle it, but there are going to be the negative backlash or the way that the reporter pointed that out, right? And that's the thing about the media. The media is so... They don't want good stories. They want the negative. They want the drama. So they're going to instantly say, look at her out with two social media influence and radio hosts.
Well, thank you.
All right, but that's the way. Wait,
did you say two macro influencers?
That's the way they word it.
I'm not a journalist. These people, I host a stupid radio show. Of course I'm going to take the opportunity to talk to somebody who claims that they are wrongly accused of a crime and find out what I think about it.
Dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
And I also have to say, like, she has been seen out and about around the city, and all I've heard and read and seen photos of is her being over-the-top kind to anybody that goes up to her, answers anybody's questions. So if you didn't do a crime and you are trying to prove your innocence, you being out and living your life as normal and opening yourself up for criticism or for people to come up to you and ask questions, I think is how I would handle it.
I mean, but to be candid, I mean, OJ's been nice to a lot of people in public, taking pictures with fans.
I'm just saying she hasn't done anything in the public eye while she's been out and about that would put her in a bad light.
But just to put balance on this, and Greg makes a lot of good points. However, we discussed the $1.2 million this Karen Reed has paid.
Right.
She still owes nearly $4 million in legal fees.
Yep.
Just because somebody isn't exactly honest about you in a magazine story doesn't mean you want to engage in a expense of hiring attorneys to sue an organization that has far more power than you have as a private citizen to get your name cleared.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many things in it, and we have other news stories to get to, but it's of interest, I think, that the dog, Chloe, this is alleged by a dog owner in that area that the dog attacked their dog.
All right.
And then the brother of the Brian Albert called them up and said the chief of the Canton Police Department would like to know how we make this go away because the dog almost killed their dog. Now, that is what they are saying, not what I'm saying.
But see, somebody could sue that person because they're saying...
I would assume that they would. That's what I'm saying to you. Wouldn't you sue over that?
Is it worth it to try to find a lawyer that's going to take that on and say, okay, there's really something here where we can really sue this person? Or is it just like this person's one, I don't want to use the word opinion, but alleged incident that happened that we have no evidence that did or didn't happen? Mm-hmm. And that's what becomes very interesting in this whole Karen Reed case, because she wants to tell her story, but there are going to be people who look at the other side of the story that's being told, and now you're out and about.
It's the most intriguing legal drama, courtroom drama that I think we've ever had here in this state.
Dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
But look how they put that.
That should be, I should do a show.
Look how dirty that is. Like, and I've been a part of it with the Herald.
Yeah.
Look how they made it seem like
salacious.
She's strapped for cash.
Yeah.
Because she's got this huge but yet she's out gallivanting.
Dining with radio people.
At expensive restaurants.
How do they know I didn't pick up the tab?
With lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
You watched the Dateline, correct?
Yeah.
I didn't, but I was with somebody last night who was telling me that they talk about the pig DNA.
Yes.
That was found on John O'Keefe.
Yes.
That's
it's wild.
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh. And Greg, just so you know, I have sent Channel 4 a cease and desist.
Thank you, Ken.
My pleasure.
I don't know. We'll have to leave it up to this is not our show. This is your show. So if you want, we will have Karen said she would come in. We'll have her on if you want. If you don't, maybe we'll do a poll or something. I don't know.
That would be great.
All right. We have more news to come, including what happened in Georgia when one couple attempted to rekindle the intimacy in their relationship in a public place. And we'll get to that, the rest of the news next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants and Pubs. And I know my parents are up listening right now, so want to wish them a happy 37th wedding anniversary. Mm. 37 years strong. And
keep it up.
Yep. So Wiggy's was yesterday, my parents today.
There you go.
Was there any problem at all when it comes to John Cox when he learned that some who worked with us, who watched their interaction, felt like your mom and Curtis were a couple in Newport, Rhode Island?
Nope, I don't think that worries John one bit. Very comfortable. Very comfortable.
I know that our engineer, Griff, thought for quite some time that your mom was Curtis's wife.
Correct.
As I said at the time, a compliment to me, an insult to her.
But a compliment to my mom as well, because Curtis is in his 40 now, but, early 40, and my mom is, looks very young. The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 35 points in the loss. Your Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes tonight. Puck drop is at 7. And the sad news for the New York Yankees. The Dodgers take the World Series, taking game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth. Freddie Freeman won the MVP. And Robert Kraft has been named one of 9 contributor finalists for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. The committee will meet November 12th to discuss the finalists and select one for the full selection committee to decide if the selected finalist will be enshrined.
Yeah, he should get it.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Right?
Yeah.
Does anybody dispute that?
No.
No. Not at all. I think when you look at it, it's long overdue. He's proven that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he saved the franchise.
Yep.
Franchise would have been in St. Louis or somewhere else.
Right.
Certainly was a part of the greatest dynasty, arguably the greatest dynasty in sports.
Right.
One of the best businessmen in the region, probably in the country. He's up there.
He stepped in to help the NFL and NFLPA not have a strike, that 1 year when he stepped in to help out with the whole CBA and was able to get that, get that done, the whole Jeff Saturday thanking him and everything.
So I hope that Robert Kraft is an NFL Hall of Famer. He should be.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert. Mr.
True.
Kraft.
Yep.
Yes.
On Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Texans at Jets. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with choices of 2 sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the 9s. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis and Ken with your weather.
Greg, you gotta read the Dr. Fauci Vanity Fair piece. Totally down the middle. 56 degrees. It's hot. 76 today. Happy Halloween.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.